going to go talk to Gene Roddenberry now. Hope you enjoy this.
Well, today I find myself back at Paramount Studios, and through the gracious approval of Mr. Gene Roddenberry, I'm sitting in his office now, and we're going to talk about the new Star Trek picture and how it feels to be at the helm of Star Trek all this time. How are you today, first of all?
Good to see you back here in Tinseltown. Welcome home.
Thanks a lot. You've got some ties with Scotland, don't you?
Yes, I do. I have dear friends there, plus some blood ties from a way back.
And I know you go over there fairly frequently, so we'll say hello to anybody you want at the end of the interview. First of all, there is a new Star Trek picture in the offing, isn't there?
Yes, there is. We're currently waiting for a script we can approve and improve, so we can approve it. I guess we'll probably try to get it shooting it in February and hope to have it out the year after that.
When you say a script you can approve, I know that on the last Star Trek picture, your name was in the credits as executive consultant. What does that mean?
Well, what it means is I've produced some 80 or so Star Treks in my time, and I just can't go on spending the rest of my life producing just Star Trek. So as executive consultant, they have to show me everything, and I comment on it, but I don't get out on the line now. I now have time to do some other things that I'm doing, a novel and some other things. As a writer, I want to do as many things as possible.
Now, the new picture is, do we have any title yet? Can we release a title or not? It's only going to Scotland. It's only 15,000 people listening at this time of night.
Oh, that's not just an only, though, Scotland. Really, the only title we have is Star Trek IV. It'll go dash something. I have no idea what comes after the dash.
And who's going to direct this one?
Leonard Nimoy, which pleases me. I think he's done a fine job on the third one.
I thought he was terrific. I thought the third one was very, very fine as well. There was some, I heard some talk when the last one was done that William Shatner wanted to direct one of the pictures. Is that, did that ever happen, or is that going to be on the cards in the future, do you think?
That has not happened, but I couldn't rule it out for the future. He's a bright man and a good storyteller too, so we'll just have to see the way it goes in the future. Bill's got other obligations and Leonard's got obligations too. It's hard to talk about those things too far in advance.
What sort of a schedule does Leonard Nimoy have if he's going to be directing this new Star Trek picture? Is it pretty heavy just now?
Yes, it is, and it'll get heavier. It's difficult to both act and direct a picture, but Leonard is one man who can do it. He's enormously talented, and I love to see him work. I've loved him since the first day he worked on Star Trek. He has always been Mr. Spock, and he even directs something like Mr. Spock. He directs very logically.
How did it feel when the space... I know you've probably been asked this question a million times, but how did it feel when they named the space shuttle the Enterprise?
I was against it. When the fans... called me out and said, we want to start a movement to get them to name the first spaceship. It was really man's first spaceship, Enterprise. I said, Enterprise is a fine name, but it's a military name. I really felt that the man's first spaceship should have some sort of a generic Earth name that had nothing to do with militarism. But the fans never listened to me anyway. They got it named Enterprise.
You know, there was just a big this big march out in, it was a film for the march. The march is going to be a few months from now, against nuclear weapons and against missiles or anything. Do you know anything about that, or did you hear about that this last weekend? Madonna was there, a lot of other people.
Yes, I heard about it, and I'm in sympathy with all of those things. I'm very much against war myself, and particularly so at this time when war could very easily mean the end of us. I think it's not a case of being on one side or the other. You just cannot have common sense and not be against war. I often wish I lived someplace as peaceful and pleasant as Scotland, where all of this is it doesn't seem to be surrounding me all the time. Scotland, of course, would be involved, as the whole planet would be, in any future major conflict. But sometimes I think of times I've spent over there, and it's so peaceful. Hollywood's fine. You come over here and visit, but don't be foolish and make a permanent home here, any of you folks.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if you knew, but there is, in fact, a nuclear submarine base and a nuclear missile base, I think, just within 20 miles of Glasgow. But so it's not quite, even though it seems peaceful, there's a center of activity there. I just want to say thanks, because it's been wonderful to speak with you.
Okay, well, I really would like to say hello to a dear friend, Janet Porton, and Luck Gillipid, and her mother, Molly, and her friends, Sheila Clark and Valerie Piacentini. Lovely folks who have been my hosts over there and always treated me fine, and dear, dear people.
Well, the Quarton family, if you're listening, that's a personal hello there from Mr. Roddenberry here. Mr. Roddenberry, thank you so very much.
And my thanks to Mr. Roddenberry again for that very, very kind interview.